Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm so excited to have you join me this week. My motivational quote today is actually by unknown, so we don't know who said it, but this is the quote. Change is the essence of life. Be willing to surrender when you who you are for what you could become. I have some pretty cool research I wanted to share with you this week. Research was done by, his name is Brian Diaz and Dr. Kerry Ressler of Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta. And this was the cool thing they found. They exposed mice, little mice, to cherry blossom scents. And under their little feet, they had an electric shock that kind of went through them. Nothing damaging. They didn't hurt the animals, the creatures. And then what they did is they did further research and showed that the offspring of these same mice that had been selected to feel this electric shock reacted just by putting the scent of the cherry blossoms in their little habitat. No electric current, just the cherry blossom. And the little mice reacted, you know, blood pressure or heart rates, all of that went up. And they realized that not only do we humans formulate our own core belief system through our life experiences and all of those things, but we are actually carrying beliefs from several generations past, which is kind of mind-blowing. So think of that. That's a lot of possibly maybe good beliefs and probably many limiting beliefs to navigate or help us navigate through our life. So I think we're often held back or unsure when facing change, whether we choose the change ourselves or that change is thrown upon us. How we approach that change really does come down to these core belief systems. No matter how strong our belief system is, there's always doubt. There's always built-in doubt and uncertainty. And I think we second guess ourselves all the time. Well, what do we have to explore to find answers that can help us manage such change and move us forward like rock stars, like the rock stars we are? Well, today, my guest is Stephen Banks. He is no stranger to massive change and navigating major crossroad shifts. Stephen is a Psych K facilitator and the co-host of a podcast called Spiritually Naked. After his partner, Stephanie Banks, she had a near-death experience in 2012. Stephen has been searching for his truth for self-improvement, and last year, he found Psych K and has since been helping himself and others to align with their conscious desires and aspirations by rewiring those limiting beliefs. Stephen works with people to find inner peace and harmony, sounds good to me, leading to a passionate and fulfilling life. So please help me welcome my good friend, Steve. So, Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Connie. You made some great points in your opening there about beliefs. And one interesting thing you were saying is no matter how hard we have a belief, how hard we or how strong a belief is within us, it sounded to me like you're referring to a positive belief. There's still resistance and fear that gets in the way. And it's interesting that you say that, because what we do know about beliefs is beliefs are just beliefs. It's not strong belief, deep belief. So if you have a belief that's going to support you in something, and then you have a belief that's causing resistance, it's simply a belief that's causing resistance, and it can be completely eliminated.
Yeah, and we have a tool today. That's what we're going to discuss. And I also found it interesting, Steve, that study that was done at Emory University with the little mice, that, you know, we're holding stuff from past generations that isn't even from our own subconscious experiences or where we kind of archive them in our body. So it's just remarkable. And I think there's a lot of talk about beliefs, limiting beliefs and all of that. But I also think it's such an important topic because, again, Psych-K, what we're going to talk about today, is such a great tool. So let's start, Steve. Stephanie, right? Your wife, she had a near-death experience, and you started searching to discover your truth, self-empowerment. How hard was that for you to find your way?
Well, how hard was it? It's not so much that it was hard. It's just They're like, okay, so for example, when in your opening quote, you know, you talked about surrendering and the importance of surrendering, and the ideas were presented to me through Stephanie. So I had all these, she was delivering to me after NDE, all these, you know, all these ideas, all these concepts that were, that would allow you to achieve, this state of enlightenment, this life of ease. And I didn't know how to implement them. So I had all kinds of insights, and I have to admit, I'm still working on that. You know, it's a lifelong journey, and I make my steps one step at a time, and it takes one step to trigger the next. And if you're not ready for the next, it's not going to happen. So things are happening one step at a time, and we just have to surrender to the idea that this is a lifelong journey. And I have to admit, if I were to mention it in terms of hard, of course it doesn't happen overnight, so I guess you could perceive it that way.
Yeah, and I, you know, maybe hard was the wrong word to use. You're right, because I, you know, everybody says, oh, life is hard. I don't think life is hard. I think life is made up of choices, and how you approach those choices, how you educate yourself. And I don't mean college or university and all that kind of stuff. Just educate yourself, like the tools that you're helping me use in my life to become my greatest self, whatever that is. And I'm glad you loved, or you liked my opening quote with the word surrender, because I'm really trying to incorporate that in my life, that we fight so hard about what we think the next thing is, or we're so worried about what people think we're doing or not doing. And we make it difficult, whereas if you just surrender and allow, like you said, the journey to unfold, each step to unfold, I think we make it more difficult for ourselves. And again, it probably goes back to our belief system of you have to work hard to get ahead. And that word hard, I just think is a dangerous word to play with. So yeah, see, shame on me for actually using it. Do me a favor, Steve, tell everybody a little bit about that Psyche so they understand where we're coming from in our discussion today.
Okay, well, Psyche is a belief change process. So there's a menu, a lot of different applications within Psyche. And what we do is we work with people. So you had mentioned earlier about generations of beliefs. Now, the reason that what they found scientifically, and Bruce Lipton is the leader in this, is that our subconscious beliefs are beliefs that generate all our thoughts, our perceptions, our emotions to, in reaction to our experiences within life, come from programming. So from the third trimester in birth to the age of six or seven, we're in this theta brainwave state, which essentially is a state of hypnosis. So really what's happening is we're being programmed with beliefs. So everything we see, hear, and experience, we're taking on as our own beliefs. And this is simply just to give us the tools we need in order to then maneuver through our lives as humans. And we pick up societal beliefs, our parents, our teachers, everything that we hear, see, and experience. So what Psyche does is, and like you said, in our current society, a lot of those beliefs are limiting. A lot of those beliefs are life is hard, you have to work hard, these ideas. And you're going to carry that with you for the rest of your life until you change it through habitual behavior or through a process such as Psyche, which literally rewrites these beliefs in minutes. And the beautiful thing about Psyche is what we do is I work with people to not to focus on what's not working, but you have to know what's not working. And then the real focus comes in, how would you rather it be, you know? And then we replace the limiting beliefs with supportive ones. And then you literally see it manifesting in your life.
And it's interesting, you know, you said that from in utero to basically around 6 years old, that we harness and start to experience and develop our belief system. Think about that. If you're a child and you experience, I don't know, some kind of abuse, or you see something violent happen on the news, on the TV, I think that you don't have the capacity because you're a child to put that into perspective that was on the news. It's not going to come into your house, let's say, right? That your home is a safe environment. So now all of a sudden you think, oh my goodness, if I go out on the street, I might get killed. So those limiting beliefs, even if a child doesn't have control over it, could be formed. And now years later, you have some kind of fear, I don't know, of going outside, let's say. You have to really peel back that onion to figure out that it was something you saw as a kid that you had no control over and really didn't impact your life, but subconsciously or consciously it affected you. So our beliefs are so important to how we live our life, right?
Absolutely. They are the source of our perception. So if you experience something in your life, how you perceive that experience, whether it's what creates fear and anxiety or whether it creates opportunity for you, isn't a matter of truth. It isn't a matter of reality. It's a matter of your perception. So it's really important. And it's interesting that you mentioned about, the symptoms that these traumatic events can play out. There's a story I heard about a woman who, when she was a child, through the psyche facilitation practice of another facilitator, identified the issue and had a permission to speak about it. So I will go ahead with that. She when she was a kid, her mother, she was misbehaving in the back of the car. And her mother was like, you better stop it now or I'm dropping you off right here. And the child kept misbehaving. So the mother dropped the child off and drove away. Right. So, I mean, she didn't drive far. Her intention was just to scare the child. And what ended up happening, what the symptom of that moment, that impact, that trauma for her was, for the rest of her life, she had the fear of open spaces because it happened in the prairies. And we don't know how these traumatic events are going to, what the symptoms of them are going to be, but there are going to be symptoms. And the beautiful thing is, once we understand about the idea of beliefs and the truth of this experience, the subconscious beliefs create symptoms within our lives, and just basically through our perception of that experience, we can knowing that, we can look at the symptoms that we're having within our lives and try to identify what the source is, rather than thinking, I'm just this messed up person. I'm in this constant state of fear. Well, now with the information that we have about beliefs, and scientifically this has been proven, I love that about this, is that we can now try to work with ourselves to identify what the source of that symptom is, whether it's physical symptom, whether it's disease or illness, whether it's fear. It doesn't matter what it is. It's caused by some traumatic event, some experience that you had, usually when you were before the age of 6 to 7.
Which is amazing, right? Because we really, as a child, you don't have that much control. That's just the reality, right? Because you're young and you're dependent on parents and whatever the situation is, the households, whatever's going on in the environment. Now, it's interesting because you and I have had a couple of sessions, which I've loved. And I just want to share that we giggled at one point because the past 10, 15 years, Steve, this because we've been friends now for a couple of years with Stephanie, and she's been on the show with her near-death experience and her gifts that she now has. And we laughed because that I've been working on my personal development, my self-growth for the past probably 10, 15 years. And I've come a long way, baby. But, I still have certainly a long way to go. And like we said, it's a journey. But one of the things, and you could share this, I probably won't explain it correctly, but there was 10 or 15 items that you went through and I had to repeat them. And you kind of measured whether I really did believe them or I didn't believe them. And one of them I giggled was that I believe, and again, you could say the right phraseology, but that I believe that change creates opportunity. And I wholeheartedly believe that. And then the flip of that is that, well, sometimes I wish that, and this isn't just me, it's the statements through this program, that you wish that change didn't happen all the time and things could stay the same. And when we were doing it, I was trying to be serious, right, Steve? And I said in both versions, and they both registered as, yes, Connie believes these. And when we talked about it later, right, Steve, I laughed and I said, as I was saying those two statements, because I do believe change creates opportunity. But sometimes I'm like, boy, I wish my kids, you know, things would stay the same. So we have these dual beliefs that almost counteract each other, right? Did I explain that correctly with that one little piece?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a, you know, we have, when you think about it, okay, so when we're the age to 6 to 7, we're picking up all these beliefs and we will see contradictions within reality, within society, within our experiences. So your mother might think things are easy, your father might think things are hard, or however you experience it, and you're going to have both those programs running. So in some circumstances, it's going to be easy. In some circumstances, the belief program is going to be playing, it's going to be hard. And most of us do have contradicting subconscious beliefs. And through this program, through Psyche, the one that we were doing, that balance that we were doing, it allows us to identify what those are, because then you can literally rewrite the ones that are the negative side of things, and then just maintain and hold on to the ones that are positive, so that the negative ones don't play a role in your life anymore. And really, that's how it works. And you were saying, you know, you were making the statement, and we're identifying whether you believe it or not. Psyche uses muscle testing to communicate. Essentially, it's like a truth detector, a built-in truth detector, where you can consciously say something, but if you don't have the subconscious program that agrees with that, there's going to be conflict within your body, and your muscle goes weak for a brief moment. So through muscle testing, we can identify what your subconscious beliefs are, because consciously, you can believe whatever you want. You can convince yourself of anything. A conscious mind works in a completely different way than the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind just is programmed in a very specific way, and it runs the programs, as where the conscious mind is a creative mind. So we can read books and be like, oh yeah, man, I know all this information. I'm super inspired. I'm going to make great changes. But if you don't have the subconscious beliefs to support those changes, 2 weeks later, as soon as your motivation runs out or your mind wanders, you're back to running the habitual behaviors of your belief change, of your subconscious beliefs.
Yeah, and we're going to take a break, but I just want to comment. Our subconscious, I had read an article and they had a great visual of an iceberg, right? So the top of the iceberg, which is above the water, is our conscious mind. And then they said below the water, right, which is this ginormous mountain of ice, it's just mind-blowing, is actually our subconscious. So our subconscious controls 90% of our decision-making, our fears, our desires, really comes from the subconscious mind, not the conscious mind. So which is counterintuitive, but that's just the reality of how humans function, right?
That's kind of, yeah, and I'll explain that after a break.
Yeah, it's a great visual to think about as we continue this discussion. So quick break, and then we'll continue with our iceberg.
A speaker has little value to an audience unless you, the listener, is motivated and empowered to change. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates is a renowned speaker and is an architect of change. Consultations, training, seminars, and speaking engagements are the venues where she affects change. Whether your responsibilities include customer service, sales, marketing, training, executive management, or ownership, and you are seeking change in your organization, then you need to hire Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates. Connie doesn't just fill your ears with rhetoric. She speaks to the heart and success of your business. So next time you need to hire a speaker, don't hire someone that just talks. Hire an architect of change. Connie Whitman. Just ask for Connie by calling 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email connie@whitmanassociates.com.
We're back. We're speaking with Stephen Banks, and we're talking about this really cool tool called Psyche, and how you can alter and change your limiting beliefs and create more healthy beliefs that just help us in life. I think create a more gentle flow. Again, I'll go back to that word of surrender, that things don't have to be as hard as I think we make them. Right, Steve? So go ahead. You wanted to comment on my iceberg visualization.
Yeah, absolutely. So our subconscious beliefs are there so that when our conscious mind is wandering, it's there to seamlessly step in and control our behavior. So really, The interesting thing, and you mentioned that our subconscious is controlling our behavior 90% of the time, and the reason it's actually 95% of the time on average, and it's not that it's designed to do that. It's just what they have found is that our conscious mind can override the subconscious. Our conscious mind is creative, and it is our source of where to go, but it is living, and it operates in a different time space. It operates differently than the subconscious, where it can think of the past, it can think of the future, it can think of all these creative ideas. So if we're living in the moment, if we're truly in the moment consciously, fully conscious, connected with the moment, our subconscious programs aren't running. But as soon as you start thinking about the past, the future, you know, any kind of problems, if you're thinking of anything other than the current moment and what you're doing, that's what the subconscious beliefs are there to do, to seamlessly create and generate the behavior. So although you're saying it's a huge iceberg, and that is how we're operating currently in our society, because most of us, our minds are wandering, you know, very few of us are really living in the moment because we have so much going on. Our schedules are gigantic. We have so many obligations, responsibilities, dreams, desires, you know. So as soon as we wander from the current moment, subconscious beliefs, and it is on average 95% of the time.
And I think that the subconscious comes through, because as soon as something starts to go wrong, most of us, or a lot of us, you know, go to the bad place immediately. We go to the worst case scenario, when really the worst case scenario probably happens 2% of the time. So, you know, the bell curve statistics is real. It's alive. And yet when we're not in that moment, we think about the past. Oh my God, what if that happens? Or we think about the future. What if that doesn't happen or that does happen? So it's hard. It's hard to live in the moment. It really is. I think we're always in the past and the future. And I think that's where fear, we allow that fear to creep in. Why? I'm curious. Why did you decide to become a Psych-K facilitator and go through all of the education with that?
Okay. So for me with Psych-K is, I was listening to Bruce Lipton, and it's interesting because throughout my process, as we spoke about earlier, I was kind of trying to find my way and trying to discover who I was through Stephanie's teachings. And I've heard Bruce Lipton speak before, but I had absolutely no connection to it whatsoever. But this time, years later, I ended up hearing Bruce Lipton speak about what he literally scientifically proved about the biology of belief. And after I heard him speak about working with Psych-K and how his life changed on all levels, now he claims that his life is experienced as heaven on earth. So I followed the breadcrumbs and discovered Rob Williams, who is the creator of Psych-K. And after listening to Rob speak about Psych-K, I found a relatively local beginner course, and I immediately signed up. So intuitively, it's interesting how synchronistically that came into my life. But it was within 2 days from hearing Bruce Lipton talk about beliefs, leading me to the hearing Rob speak about Psych-K and how it changes your beliefs. And I intuitively just knew this is something I needed to do. And initially I was thinking about myself. I understand now through Bruce's science that all of my issues, all these things I've been trying to work on, it's hard for me to surrender, why I suffer from fear, stress, and anxiety is because of my subconscious beliefs. And I wasn't able to change them through conscious means. So as soon as someone points me in the direction of, you know, here's your problem, here's your solution, I was on board right away.
And it's really as simple as that. And it's funny, I wrote down that you had heard Bruce
Lipton
speak years ago, and it didn't resonate with you. Why? Same information. Why didn't it resonate? And now this, you hear it again, and for some reason it clicks. So we all hear that there's opportunity all around us. And I know a lot of people think, yeah, I don't see any opportunity. You're out of your mind. Not in my life. Really, really, there's always opportunity just like this. But 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whenever you had first heard Bruce speak, that it just didn't even mean anything to you. The opportunity was there. You didn't see it because you weren't ready to see it. And that's that synchronicity in life that I love, when things happen and you know it happened for a reason, whether it's after the fact or whatever. But that's what you're describing. It happened for a reason, that now was the time for you to embrace this and create this change in your life. So I think that that's just so cool, right? That opportunity's there. We just, we choose not to see it. And it is a choice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that we only can see and experience the opportunities that our subconscious beliefs will allow us to perceive. We're always subconsciously conscious, like really our potential is endless. There is no boundaries or barriers with the exception of what we create for ourselves. So it's these subconscious beliefs that are creating the barriers. So when I heard them prior, I must have been in a place where I simply wasn't ready for that. I didn't see the opportunity, just like you said, because of where, how my beliefs, how my life was affecting me at that time. And then I'd done some work. I mean, over 2 years, I was working on myself constantly in terms of trying to provide inner growth and understanding. And, you know, as soon as the student is ready, the teacher appears. And that's really how it was. It was very magical for me. And I still experience it that way.
And well said. And I'm cracking up because, you know, when I do my training and I tell people, everybody has blind spots. So if you walk around thinking you know everything, you're truly an ignorant person, because we have you. And I say this is like Connie's famous quote. I'm going to write it down someday in a book. But we don't know what we don't know. As soon as you know it, you can't unknow it. So we walk around with all these blind spots and we have all these aha moments, right? As we learn things or educate ourselves or hear someone speak, like when you saw Bruce this second, third time, whatever it was, we have these blind spots. So to think that, oh, that's not going to work for me, it's ignorant, because it's a blind spot. How do you know unless you explore it, investigate it, search out different tools? So I love that story that the teacher presented itself when the student, which was you, was ready. And I think it is. It's magical. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's magic. That's ridiculous. But it really is, because the opportunities are there for us, but we don't see them until we're ready to see them. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And that's why I like my show, this show, Enlightenment of Change. We had renamed it from Architect of Change, but it's important that we seek out different perspectives throughout our life, because you can't know everything. It's really not possible. I don't think in a lifetime that you can know everything there is to know in the world, because there's so much information. Why, or what has Psyche done for you personally? Can you share that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Psyche is, you know, it's affected me profoundly. So, during my advanced course, I balanced for many things within my life, and one of them was about my self-worth. And I had no idea it would transform my experience of life the way it did. So, due to a car accident in 2015, I've been unable to work, and my partner Stephanie was working very hard to carry us both. And every day of my life since that accident, I found myself unable to relax. I was just always stressed, always on guard. And while Steph was at work, I would run around like a madman, doing anything and everything I could to contribute in the ways that I could, just so I could feel worthy of my own existence, you know, within that relationship. And because I'm at home and really have a lot of time, I would try to take time for myself and do a meditation, for example, or develop a yoga practice. But I would start doing these things, and within minutes, I would begin to feel guilty and stressed. And in my mind, it just began running wild with the words, get busy, get busy, get busy. So, you know, and this is my life for about 2 years prior to Psyche. So I did this advanced course, and the day after I returned home, Stephanie was at work, and I found myself, you know, I was working diligently, of course, on building my website and to become a Psyche facilitator. And I found myself at 1 o'clock in the afternoon lying in our hammock in the backyard. And I must've been lying there for about 20 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm lying in the backyard. This is crazy. Only a week before and the 2 years prior, I would never, ever have allowed myself to do that. So I knew that this new behavior was a direct result of the Psyche balance that I had done.
And you know what a great story. Thank you for sharing such a personal story, Steve. How many people run around like a crazy person because they have to work harder to prove their worth? I know people will tell me, well, you know, I work till 7 o'clock every night. And I think, well, you're out of your mind. personally. I mean, don't get me wrong. I work hard. I work 7 days a week. I love what I do. I go to networking events. You know, we fit so much into our day. But they feel that they have to work from 7 to 7 for them to be valued by a boss or by the corporation. And if they slack at all, they're going to lose their job. It's crazy. That's just crazy to feel that you have to work so hard to be worthy. So that's interesting that, and if I'm understanding, Steph did not put that pressure on you. You put that pressure on you.
Oh, yeah. Steph not once has ever put that pressure on me. Never. It's all internal. Even if Steph was putting that pressure on me and subconsciously I believe that there was no need for that, I wouldn't have felt it. It wouldn't have affected me. And that's the beauty of subconscious beliefs and how they work. And understanding that is that we can really identify now, or at least I can, and now I'm trying to share this information to the public. It's easy to identify if you're in a state of stress, fear, anxiety, any kind of issue that's holding you back from anything other than this amazing, authentic, powerful, passionate life. It's a subconscious belief that's standing in your way.
And it creates the disease that we feel in real life. I mean, there's disease because of these stresses that we harbor and hold on to, and it breaks our bodies down. In reality, that is what happens. So go ahead. I'm sorry. There's a solution, right?
Yeah, there's a solution, and that's a real powerful message that you just brought up, because most of us in our society here are living in a state of stress and fear. We become numb to it, but really, if you with our jobs and we push ourselves so hard and we have all these desires and they're always just outside of our reach, and it's been proven that 98% of illness and disease is from stress and fear. Well, fear causes stress, so essentially it's from stress. And there's no need for it. There really is no need for it.
So think about that. Here's another great tool that people, and it's non-invasive, guys. And Steve is in Canada, in BC, Canada. I'm on the East Coast in the United States. And Steve is working with my husband and myself, and we do it via a Zoom, right? We FaceTime each other, so to speak, on our computers, and we're able to utilize this tool that Steve has been able to perfect and is a great facilitator at. So we're out of time, Steve, but I want to share the website for everybody to go to and check it out, and certainly to reach out to you if they have any more questions about this. And there's videos that I know you sent me. If they reach out to you, you sent me videos to help explain that psyche and the science behind it, because this is all scientifically proven. Those videos were really extraordinary to watch as well. But go to Stephen's website. It's www.balancingbeliefsplural.com. And I know a lot of folks commute with us, Steve, as they listen to the show. So I will put the website on the Web Talk Radio Enlightenment of Change platform so that they can find you easily. So, thank you again for taking the time to explain it with such clarity. I think it's helpful.
No, thanks, Con. And really, we're just scratching the surface. So really, if anyone wants to find the deeper understanding, go to my website. All the information's there.
Yeah, we really are scratching the surface. And the process itself is just really cool to go through. And we have a couple of chuckles along the way, right, Steve?
Oh, it's fun.
It is. It is. It's really, it's a lot of fun. And Steve is just a delight to work with as well. Again, my husband and I are working with him. I think he's amazing. So check him out. If you guys need my help, of course, I am an email away. You can reach me at Connie@WhitmanAssoce.com. You know, you guys can also go to my website. There's a ton of information there as well at www.WhitmanAssoce.com. And again, reach out to me if I can be of any help. Steve, I will put the balancingbeliefs.com website for everybody to reach out to. I thank you again for being on, and I hope everybody reaches out to you and realizes that this is an awesome tool that, you know, could get rid of the disease and the ailments, lifelong ailments that they might be facing. So for me, it's a health thing, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
really, really my pleasure, Steve. Thank you, you guys, for joining Steve and I this week as we question, certainly build and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves so we can embrace change, whatever that means for you, and realize that it's possible and easier than we often think. And yet here's another tool that Steve was able to share with us today. So, you know, go explore that and be enlightened. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thanks, everybody. Listen, have an exciting and inspired week. And you know what? Start looking at your limiting beliefs and changing them. It might just change your life. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.